Welcome to Blog Talk Radio in high fidelity.
Rock and roll time?
Yeah, man.
Is this where I bang my head on the wall or what?
Listen to the words.
My head's too short. My hair's too short. I can't do that unless my head it just doesn't look good.
Hey, you got to hear what it says, man. It says pain, and it's, but they spell it out. P-A-I-N, P-A-I-N, to the whole song. Huh. Hey, welcome, Steven. How are you, buddy? Steven. Okay.
Steve and?
He's there. He's having phone dish difficulties.
Oh.
I see LaRon never called in, so that's what I was afraid of. I was afraid of that.
What? His phone?
LaRon didn't call in.
Oh.
That's what happens.
It's the three, you know. It's the three of us tonight.
That's fine. Okay. With we got 2 hours, so where do you want to start, Steven? I don't know what all you wanted to go over this week. I know you said you had a bunch of things you wanted to go over. So
I never really explained how everything started.
Okay.
And I think that's something that everybody knows about, but just to share, because maybe some other people have some other things that can add to what actually started their MS and how they figured it out before they were diagnosed, maybe that they had an issue.
Sure.
So I'll start with what I had done. We basically had been out of town. We were actually in China. My whole right side, from my head to my toes, had basically gone numb. And I had no interest in trying to get a doctor there to look at it, so I had decided to wait till I got home.
Mm-hmm.
And of course things changed, and I really didn't have much of an issue at that point. That was back in 99. And then by 04, it got to a point where they couldn't figure out what it was, and I was still having symptoms come and go, which is very typical for most people.
Mm-hmm.
And then they took me in, basically did the MRI for my brain, MRI for my spine, and it came up positive. The only thing they're saying today is about the MRIs is it's very difficult to figure out if the MRIs can really truly tell them if things are happening and increasing because of the fact that they can't see the internal brain without cutting the brain apart. So my recommendation is for as many people that have MS is to give the scientists a chance. I would say try to figure out how to do it. I haven't done it yet myself, but figure out how we can actually donate ourselves or our brain to science, because I think that's the only way they're going to really start to connect things. That's always been fun. I mean, I pretty much have decided that everything of mine, if it's removable and workable, they can have it.
Right.
So, but I mean, and then basically from there, I went and saw the neurologist. Of course, like everybody's story with what I've been hearing lately is the neurologist walks in the room, he goes, "You have MS, and he turns around and walks out the door. And you're sitting there going, okay, MS, what is this?
Yeah.
My first thought was, I want to Jerry Lewis's kids. No, that's not it. That's MD.
Right.
So, he came back in, he gave me a pamphlet, he goes, take this home, read it, and see what you want to do from this point on. I still didn't have much of a clue what MS was. I just knew the initial I was thinking of was wrong.
Right.
I started on, probably a couple months later, I started on a treatment, basically an injection that was, I felt it did real well for me and had probably saved a lot of damage being done.
Mm-hmm.
And then I would say, I tried to do a second, I'm going to say about a year ago, and that seems to be working pretty well too for me. So, one thing, and I was talking with somebody else about it too, and they were basically saying that I wish LeBron was on. I would say it's not that we don't talk about it. It's the fact that people when we do talk about it and we want them to understand it out there, they don't like to hear about it.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know if they don't want to hear about it out in public because they don't have even a clue what it is, like we didn't know when we first got it.
Right.
I do get a lot of people that come up to me at MS functions that have maybe a brother or a sister or a daughter or a son or husband and wife, and they all have lots of good info to me, but they know I have MS, so they know I understand what they're talking about.
Right.
I think with more and more, we got to educate the people so that people know that it's invisible, but they can understand what we're dealing with. But I think we all, as MS people, overexpose to these people and we confuse the heck out of them.
Right.
And I think it's just, you almost have to just build on it. But unfortunately, some of these people we never see again.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, I'd be interested in it if anybody had anything to say about how their experience was when they were diagnosed, because we all seem to have a little bit different. I pretty much lost my right side after that last attack before they diagnosed me in various areas. So,
right.
I'm having trouble with my right eye, which was not part of MS, but it was part of a muscle issue. I can still see black and white out of it, but that kind of goes right along with the MS.
Sure.
As most of it, if you see us trip out in public, we're tripping because one or the other foot is dragging. And when we drag, we catch things. We catch things, and then we fall forward or backwards.
Sure. Sure. Yeah.
So when somebody sees that, it's not a funny thing. We as MS people have done so many times that we're used to doing it.
Yeah.
And I mean, I've learned how to fall. I mean, basically, I don't put my arms out anymore because I broke both of them once. So I kind of roll with it.
Right. So, yeah.
Now, I know last week you said that we had a lot of listeners. I'd like to see if we have anybody that has anything interesting to share with.
I'll give the the number's out there, but I can give it if anyone wants to call in. It's 845-277-9427. Feel free to give us a call and share a story. Huh?
Yeah, we're all here to share it with. I mean, we're not.
Me and Wayne talk about this a lot, Stephen. And, you know, we're trying to do what we can do with my radio show by reaching millions of people. I mean, we're capable of that. We have to get people to start speaking up, start talking, start communicating. Don't be shy. You know, come out and let's talk about this, because this is how we go places. This is how we get somewhere with all of these disorders, is by talking about it, sharing the awareness, you know, and continue looking for a cure. I mean, that's what it's all about. And if people don't want to come out and talk about it, then, you know, they're not helping. They're not helping matters. So, I mean, go ahead.
They're not helping themselves or anybody else.
Mm-hmm.
They'll get funny looks from the public, but
yeah, I mean, it takes a lot of people, you know. It's like LeBron, you know. I don't know. I don't understand. He was all gung-ho about it. So hopefully he calls in. Somebody can call in. And
unless he had
I don't know.
I mean, on with his MS, so.
Yeah, I mean, that's possible. I just wrote him. Let's see. Okay, I guess he's driving. Somebody's right. Somebody's right. And he goes, yeah, as soon as he parks the car, he will call you.
That's good.
Okay. All right, cool. No problem.
That's a little slow.
Well, he's an hour behind us too. I said, I'm pretty sure you're an hour behind us because it changes in Tallahassee. The time changes in Florida, so they're an hour behind in Mississippi. So I told him, I just said his wife to say, "That's his wife." I'll try him to call so he gets the car parked or whatever. I'm like, okay. I was wondering what happened, man, because he was all gung ho on the phone. I'm like, yeah, this is what we need, man. We need more people like this. And I'm like, well, let me write him and see what's going on. Cause yeah, I mean, you know, it's like you with having phone issues. I've had computer issues a few times here in the last few weeks. So, I mean,
things do happen.
And I understand that. But you know, when you book a show and you advertise it in 30 or 40 groups and, you know, all over, Blog Talk Radio and Twitter and everything else, you know, you kind of like to stick to that show. I mean, and, I understand.
I was counting on LeBron to be available. That's why I figured maybe I would get away with this one.
Yeah. Well, that's why I told your daughter, I was like, I can send him a link and he can get right on my link. He don't even have to use his cell phone. So that's the best way to do it, really. Huh?
That'll be the next time because I just have to. I got to work with her. I'm not in my main home. I'm in out of my man cave, and it just doesn't get a good enough signal. But we got to work on that for next week. I spent the last 3 weeks with people coming in and out of a restaurant, mostly out of towners and stuff. But it was just amazing how many people came over, looked at everything. It took till they went to their tables and sat down a little bit. And then he came back to me and had this whole big story. And I'm thinking, well, why didn't they ask me that when I was sitting there? I mean, I was talking about it. And that's what I mean. They're just too afraid to say it. And it wasn't them. It was a family member. So it wasn't like they were going to say anything wrong. Nobody was standing around watching them or filming them.
Sure.
So,
yeah, it's...
Yeah, you got to talk.
Yeah, these disorders are nothing to be ashamed of, man. I understand people feeling like... you know, because we, when I say we, I'm talking to everybody in the chronic pain. And Wayne, I have a little clarification. I'm not 100% sure, but I think it's like 700 million people worldwide with chronic pain. Chronic pain.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Disorders.
Worldwide. Yeah. It's.
Yeah. And I think it's like 100 million in the U.S. I believe it's close to 100 million in the U.S. And it's somewhere like that. I seen that today. So that's a lot of people, man. A lot of people. And, you know, one form or the other, whatever it is, you know, they got to come out and, you know, we're talking about trying to find cures for things. Well, that's what our goal is, but we know that we have to raise awareness along the way. I mean, they go hand in hand. You got to make people aware. Huh?
And the doctors and the... And the scientists cannot do it alone. They can't do it without our...
No, they can't. But one big obstacle standing in their way, and Wayne brought this up, I think it was last night or the night before, is the big pharmacy, pharmaceutical. They're the ones, me, and I agree with Wayne on this. I believe they're the ones that's really blocking cures for these disorders because... Like I said before, I feel like if they come up with a cure for maybe MS, that you know, that would probably work for CRPS and fibro, and you know, I mean, I think it would be close because they're so close together with things. So yeah, I mean, it's
they find one, they're going to find many of them.
Sure, and I really believe that, you know. So we got to get through the big pharmacies first, and that ain't gonna be no easy task.
not at all.
I mean, it's just not gonna be at all. So I don't know.
Well, they're researchers, you know, they get an idea or they come up with something that can maybe, you know, help MS. You know, and they have to go up before a board and present their ideas. And the first thing that they ask is, well, what's going to be our profit margin on this? You know,
sure.
What's the research and development costs, you know, versus how much we're going to actually be able to charge and make, you know, and if there's nothing that's going to be recurring, you know, for recurring charges where I can charge you, you know, every day for pills, or I can charge you a couple times a month for treatment. If they're not making that continual flow of money, they don't want to talk about it. It will never get beyond someone's idea on a piece of paper, and that's sad. I mean, I know that happens. I've heard of that. So we're almost going up against a brick wall sometimes, and that's where we have to start getting together. And like I said, you know, last night, you know, quit worrying about, you know, whose disease is worse and you know, who hurts more. We all hurt, you know, we're all in the same boat. And until we shut up and get unified and actually start pushing and forcing our government and forcing these companies into actually going, you know, maybe we should actually fix something just to shut them up. And which is actually sometimes more, that's about the best way you can say it. They do it to shut us up. And if they actually fix something and shut us up, hey, I'm going to be happy. Yeah, I don't know about anybody else, but I will be just tickled. No more pain, no more, you know, people with having to wake up every morning with another day of this. You know, why would anybody not want that?
I think that we need to possibly, I mean, look how the medical marijuana issue is such a big thing. Unfortunately, it's still a big thing because even though states have it, they're not dishing it out at all because they can't get it together fast enough for these people. It may be a burden in your state, but trying to get the medication is the next step. I mean, I live about 3.5 hours away from D.C., and I'd love to find a group that would go down, and it can't be a small group that goes down to D.C. for a couple of days and just kind of make some – I don't know if anything has ever been done down in D.C. with any type of quarantine. I'm not saying my issues, but everybody, I mean, whatever can be together. Because that's really the only reason why medical marijuana in my state has got approved.
Well, they got your medical marijuana, but I'm going to bring this up, and y'all going to flip out on me. But the bee venom. Hey, well, LaRon, yeah. You there? You there, man?
Yeah.
Hey, yeah. I'm glad you could join us.
when you got crazy kids that are trying to take you out and it started raining.
Yeah, right. I know they've been getting a lot of rain in that area, man.
It was kind of bad.
Yeah, Louisiana's getting hammered pretty hard, man. Pretty hard. Yeah, I wrote you because Steven's on, and I said, I don't know where he's at. I said he was all gung ho about coming on. I said something must have happened. That's when I wrote you. And
yeah,
I wrote back, and I'm like, oh, okay, no problem. Got a whole hour to call. No big deal. I just, I didn't know what happened. We was all like, I don't know.
Okay.
So, Wayne, this is LaRon, you know Steven already. You've already talked to Steven before. He's on here. And Wayne,
hey,
my co-host, is on
here.
Hey,
Wayne.
How you doing, bud?
And,
oh, man. I'm doing.
Okay. That's all you need.
That's all you need is going. Steven's been talking a little bit. I'll give you the opportunity because you're in traffic. Just be careful, man. If you want to share a story or what, you know, basically whatever you want to go over about MS, feel free. The floor is yours.
All right. I'm going to see about these headphones and let me know, because you had called me and I was trying to say something, but you go and buy some third, fourth hand darn headphones and they don't work. But hold on.
All right. Stephen, you know, like you were saying, it's going to take a lot of people to go to Washington, and that's what we need. You know, a lot of people.
I don't expect anybody to travel far from where they're at, but I mean, if we've got people within an hour, 2 hours, 3 hours, 3 hours at the most, we can probably find a motel that we can get good rates on. I would be more than happy to try to work with it.
Oh, they don't work.
Sure. Oh, they don't work?
No, I'm taking them right back.
All right. Well, hey, if you want to call in when you get home, man, go ahead and do that. We got an hour and a half, so man. whatever's easier for you, man. You good?
Well, I'm good. I'm good until they come running in the car. They're gonna be in the mall for a minute.
Oh, okay. Oh, you had to take them to the mall. Yeah, they'll be in there for a while. you got plenty of time. So yeah, I mean, you know, we're just talking about how we need to get a large amount of people together. And I'm really hoping the MS community continues to come together strong and united. And, you know, we're in the front. We'll lead the charge. I mean, we just can't do it with 5, 10, 15, 50 people. We got, you know, we're talking thousands or millions of people. There's over 100 million people in the U.S. with chronic pain conditions. So there's a lot of people to be, you know, to get to help these fights. And, you know, we were talking about big pharmacy, how, you know, they're standing in our way for a cure for any of this stuff, to be honest with you, in my personal opinion.
I was talking to my the office where I pay my rent at the reception, right. And she has MS, and she had been trying to get on this certain medication that she heard about that didn't have any type of side effects and whatnot, and her doctor was like, I don't think you should get on that, so I'm not going to prescribe it.
Huh.
So she went to someone else, and they prescribed it, and they've been on it for a brief moment, and she says she never felt better, but she still goes to a doctor, and said the doctor was talking about, well, I still think you need to try this other medicine. And that's sad, where you trust in your life with somebody that's supposed to be taking care of you, and you're the patient. Regardless of what the doctor feels is necessary, if a patient say they don't want to do it, they don't want to do it.
Mm-hmm.
And so they're forcing our hand, and they're not giving us all the right information so that we can. They make us feel like we're dumbfounded. And not to be sound mean or anything, we kind of are, because we're not getting the correct information.
Sure. Yeah, you know, we've talked about this numerous times on our show that, you know, we have to work with our doctors and give them good reports, and, you know, be able to get along with our doctors in order for us to get, you know, better care. But that's not true with all doctors, because, like you're saying, for instance, some doctors just don't care. I mean, to me, they don't care how we feel, what we think. They know more than we do. BS. Not always. I think each individual has one of these disabilities or disorders or diseases, whatever you want to say it, knows more about it, to me, for the most part, than doctors do, because we live it every single day. It's not like the flu or, you know, something like that that you can get over. This is something that's permanent. It doesn't go away.
Yeah.
So therefore, you know, therefore we are, I get it, Dan. I get it about the doctors, but we have to help educate them. I mean, that's what we have to do. I mean, it's not fair. It's not right, but that's what we have to do if we want to, you know, to be treated decently. We have to let them know. And it's not easy. It's putting a lot more on us that we don't need. We have enough to deal with. We all do. So, you guys keep putting the word out about these shows, because we're going to do them every Thursday night. So however y'all want to do them.
Yeah, I actually passed along a couple of the little thing that you sent out to me.
Yeah. The link to the show.
I sent a lot of them out. I'm not sure who was able to get on or not. Outside of doctors. Go ahead.
I do have some doctors that listen to the show. I have some nurses that listen to the show. I have people all around the country listen to it, all over the place. Our problem is people don't want to talk. They want to be shy about their disorder. And like we were just talking about, there's no reason to be shy about it, because nothing's going to get done if we don't start speaking up. And we got to speak up in numbers.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, it's like my mom and my dad had, well, you know, they're in remission, so you can practically say that they don't have cancer as per se right now, but everybody knows about that. Everybody has the ribbon, you know. You can actually go online and see what colors are for what illness. It's a bunch of ribbons that, you know, I've never heard of. And we supposed to be orange and black, but I think there's another illness that's orange and black. I have to go back and look, but
it's like the CRPS ribbon. Some say it's orange. Some say it's orange and yellow. It's multicolored. The multicolor, or the orange and yellow, I believe it is. I have it on somewhere on my Facebook. But that's the ribbon for CRPS. It's not just orange. But a lot of people use the orange, and orange is used for CRPS. And I can't remember what. There's two or three other things it's used for. So, yeah, I mean, it's really hard to get a hold on what ribbons for what, and because people are just taking them and said, okay,
for what?
Yeah, this is for this, this is for that. And then, I was like, now they've got it all screwed up. So I don't really know goes with what. Yeah.
If I ever ask somebody who they know that is a star, like a TV or movie, they all say, the gentleman from the mine,
that's the only person I really know.
There's not many other people that do it. I know of a country singer, I mean, Clay Walker, and there's a bunch of other ones. I mean, Lance Armstrong was the biggest thing for cancer, and I'm glad that they had him. We need to get a star for some of these different, they gotta have the same disease, but they just probably don't want to talk about it because it's easy to scare the drop.
Yeah.
Well, you know, the favorite person for us is Montel Jordan. I mean, Montel Williams. I'm sorry, Montel Williams.
But
see, he doesn't look sick. He doesn't look sick at all. And he,
I know, right?
I read his book. He does not act or show to anybody that he has intense illness. Like we all are like that. There's only a couple times I've ever seen him not 100%. But he looks too much like 100% all the time. If we have a star that just, we need somebody that has it that can actually talk about it and say, this is what my problem is. He only talked about cures.
Well,
he talked about medication.
Well, I was going to say, you know what the other added thing is? He's been able to smoke weed more than a lot of us have before they even realize that, smoking weed can help pain and whatnot. So
people with
that amount of money are able to hide behind their money and say, I have this and I'm fine. But you can't tell Susan down the street that working a 9-to-5, getting paid only $5 an hour, that she need to go to the corner and buy some weed for their child that has MS.
It's crazy. It is. Well, like I told y'all, B-Vitam. I know y'all think I'm crazy, but I'm dead serious, Bob. I'm dead serious. B-Vitam, they say it really works well for MS, Lyme disease, pretty much all the chronic pain. And I added you to that, to my group, too, Ron, in case
I saw that.
Yeah, you can look around in there.
Yeah,
Amber Rose is really good, man. That's Wayne. Wayne will tell you. She really does her stuff. Really does her stuff.
Does she come on?
Yeah, we did a show with her a while back, and I'm going to schedule another one here soon. She was been gone for a week or so doing some interviews and stuff, and they're posted in that group too. Steven, I don't think I've added you to it. I'll look and see if I haven't. I'll add you to it just so you have the information in case you want it. She's going to be doing she's not too far from you. She's going to be doing another show here real soon. She's been under the weather since she's been back, so I've kind of waiting on her to give me the okay. But yeah, we'll be doing a show here real soon. I have one that's on my page already. Scroll down. It's been about a month ago, I guess. You'll scroll down. You'll see it'll say Amber Rose, something about bee venom therapy or something like that on my show. You can listen to it anytime. But, yeah, it's really a big thing. It really is. I know when I tell people that, they're like, no. Seriously.
Well, I told you.
Seriously,
well,
it's
a
tonight with a needle.
Oh yeah,
My diabetes. Oh come on, that hurts. You know, what's that compared to a bee sting? You know, especially if it's going to actually make you feel better when it's done.
Yeah, well, yeah.
Do worse things to ourselves.
Oh yeah, some people are allergic to wasps and stuff, and I understand that. I do understand that, but Amber's got it in detail about being allergic to them and all this stuff. So some people think, and I'm not saying, Laurent, you're not one of those people. I'm just saying some people think because they're allergic to one that they're allergic to all. It's not always the case. It does happen, but it's not always the case. And just because you get stung and you swell up a little bit and it turns red doesn't mean you're allergic to it neither. So, I mean, I'm throwing that out there, man. It's serious. I'm throwing it out there for people. But, you know, some people are allergic to all of them. Some are allergic just to certain types, you know? So, I mean, that's something that you have to know, of course, before you get stung by a bee, because you don't want to die from it. That's for sure. So, yeah. But yeah, in the group, there's all that information's in there.
Well, you know, outside of doctors really not giving us the type of medication that just might either assist us or might prevent us from getting worse, is the fact that the people that we call our support, that's the second worst thing that for MS, That's the best thing, but that's the worst thing for us doctors and then our support, because people look at us so different from friends, mm-hmm. from family, to, you know, spouses, mm-hmm. and that there in itself can make us worse and right. make us progress even faster. And it's sad that a person can be maybe what the breadwinner of the household, and then all of a sudden comes back from a doctor visit and say, okay, this is what's going on, and I have to do this, and I have to do this, and have one bad day where they're not the same anymore, and then the whole world gets turned around.
Right, right. Yeah, that I agree. You know, it. Now let me ask this: does which is this probably going to sound like a dumb question, but I don't know that much about MS. That's why I'm asking. Does stress and anxiety and stuff, does it really make you worse? I mean, does it make you feel a lot worse, or does it affect you MS yeah. like that? Does it? Okay. I thought it did, but I wasn't.
Yeah, it's
I wasn't sure. Yeah. That's why you live in the garage. I just live in the man cave.
I only go for dinner, but that's about it.
Yeah, I kind of live in my man cave a lot too. But yeah, no, I mean, I was just wondering, because it does with most of the chronic pain disorders. There's not too many that I know of that it does not affect and make worse. It's just, you know, we have to keep as much as that as we can out of our life. And it's very hard to do. I mean, we talk about this all the time. It's not easy keeping stress and anxiety, you know, stress out of your life and keep your anxiety level down. It's not an easy task by no means. Every day it's fight, not easy. You know?
Well,
it's not easy huh? to be
it makes you angry, and then you being angry, you turn, you know, or even if you have a support group that's trying their best to support, and they just mm-hmm. you just don't know how. I've come across many situations where you don't know. Hold on.
Go ahead, Steve. People?
Yeah.
No, he's still there.
Yeah, I mean, the
you can talk till he gets done.
Yeah, the support half is really the hardest part, because they don't understand what any of us with chronic pain are dealing with, because they feel fine, but they seem to take on twice the amount of stress because we're not stressed. We try not to be stressed.
Right.
So I do feel for the people that have to deal with people like us. I mean, it's not an easy task. I mean, I've been married 30 years, and I don't know if it can survive much longer. I mean, it's been 15 years with it, and 15 rough right. years for my whole family. So I don't want to say that I don't appreciate what my wife does as a caretaker, but I mean, I have to feel the same. I have to feel that she feels the same way I do. It's frustrating.
Right.
So, I mean it's something we always battle. I mean, I don't want to give up 30 years of marriage.
Yeah, I hear you. And I don't think you should.
I walk in that door and I get my muscles just start to tense up, and it's like, okay, I'm going to eat real quick and go right back out to the garage.
Right. Yeah, I got LaRon muted, so I'm trying to listen to see if I can hear him. You back?
Yeah, I'm
sorry about that.
I was just listening. No, I heard you. I was listening to what Steve was saying, and it's, I was trying to say, you become you have a lot of families that are trying to understand, but mm-hmm. when there's nobody out there speaking about it, when there's nobody out there saying, okay, it's a chance that you can witness this. It's a chance that your family member, your spouse, your child can go from walking to a wheelchair within a matter of hours. It's just depending right. on how progressive it is. And
sure.
That's where we miss on. That's where we're misunderstood at. Everybody feels that you should be in a wheelchair if you got MS.
Yeah.
It's
well, see,
not like
I mean,
and,
right. It, all of these, well, most of these, if not all these disorders, are like that. Like with CRPS, you really can't tell we have it unless you know what to look for, like swelling, discoloration, stuff. Because see, we get what in Wayne don't know what I'm talking about, diabetic nerve pain. We literally get diabetic nerve pain in our legs, which is neuropathy, but it's not because we're diabetic. It's the nerve pain, because diabetes does that to your nerves. So, you know, you can look at people with CRPS and you really can't tell there's something wrong with them unless they're really hurting bad. And then you can tell because their body language, their facial expressions, so forth and so on, or they're breaking out a major sweat. So, yeah, this is a big issue for a lot of these disorders that, you know, either people mistake, like you said, they think you should be in a wheelchair because you have MS, and that's not always true. I have a friend that, on Facebook.
Yeah.
She's in a wheelchair from MS, but not everybody is. But, yeah, they do look at, you know, at a lot of disorders like that. And as far as family and friends go, you're right on. They most of them do try to understand, but talking from experience, brother, it's one of the hardest things you can try to explain to someone. And y'all know what I'm saying. It's hard. They cannot put themselves in your physical condition. And that's what, that's where it gets confusing to them. It's not that they don't love you or don't want to be your family or your friends. They don't know what to do for you. You know? And, and that's the part that's not pleasant at all, but that's a big issue in the chronic pain community all across the board with people.
Yeah.
You know, all we can do is do our best to explain it to them. And by doing radio shows and talking to other people, like I talked to some family members of people that have disorders, and they ask me all kinds of questions, you know, and I try my best to answer them the best I can, but they always leave the conversation knowing just a little bit more than they knew. And they write me back, you know, a few weeks later, and they go, yeah, things are a little bit different. You know, I kind of understand. I said, it's very hard to understand somebody in chronic pain. It's very hard to understand because they just don't feel the kind of pain that we feel, you know? My wife, she, oh, my knee hurts. I'm like, well, when my knee hurts, I'm usually landing on the floor, you know? Because, I mean, it's just so intense, and you can't walk on it. You can't use your arm, you know? These are things, you guys, that we're trying to bring to other people's attention, not just in the chronic pain community, but outside the chronic pain community as well, because we understand and we know what it's like. And we talk to people a lot like that, or I do. I'm sure Wayne talks to people like that too, that just don't have a clue. And, you know, I had a guy the other night message me, and he said, man, my wife is ready to leave me. And I'm like, why? Well, she thinks I'm faking this. I said, hey, put her on the phone, man. I'll talk to her. Put her on the computer. I'll tell her real fast you're not faking it, brother. Yeah, I have the same thing and know exactly how you feel. So, you know, we have to help each other and help each other talk to each other's family and friends and just talk to strangers, you know, and say, hey, I've got CRPS. I mean, I'll walk right up to people and tell them, and they're like looking at me like I'm stupid. I want them to know. It's called planting the seed. You put that thought in their mind, and one day they're going to run across somebody that's says, oh, yeah, I feel like this. They're going to go, hey, I talked to a guy 20 years ago that felt like that. You know, we have to share as much information as we can with
these guys.
Mm-hmm.
But the first thing that I run into whenever I talk to somebody, I mean, it's almost the very first thing out of their mouth is, I'm tired of feeling this way.
Sure.
Tell me about it.
That's what everybody... That's the problem. We all are tired of feeling this way, you know, and we're starting to run out of options.
Yeah.
We're trying to do that by ourselves. And there's so many people out in the community that are willing to help you if you just reach out to them. I mean, they can.
You know, I talked to an MS warrior yesterday getting a treatment, and that's what she explained, that it's just she thinks she's destined to be alone, and it's only because people don't take the time to
learn and understand. It's a fight, man. It's definitely a fight, and we just stick together, guys. That's how it's done. We just stick together, and keep fighting. I mean, and keep talking to each other and friends, and let the world know what's going on. And we got to get people to come out of the shell and start talking. I mean, that's where we're headed with everything right now, because we got to get more and more people involved. And then we can go further and further, and we're going to get a lot further the more people we have. So we're only just now leaving the ground. So, I mean, we got a lot of work to do, and we're going to do it. We're going to stick with it and get people to understand. It's no joke. It's no joke, and I'm eager to learn more about the MS community. And, the types of treatment they do for MS. And I want to know as much about it as I can, because I'm going to help as much as I can. And, it's very important, man. We've got a lot of educating to do to people, family and friends. And
well, I think the more that we bring on all the groups, and we start identifying all the different problems that people have. They have MS, they have this, they have that. But once we start bringing all of these out and people go, wow, yes, there are more people like me, maybe the letters are different or the name that we call it is different, but the problem is all the same, which is, it's got to be the focus of people is getting them to be quiet and just focus on the one thing. And the one thing has got to be, we need a damn cure. Period. Right.
That's it.
We can no longer just sit here, and wring our hands and hope that somebody's going to do something. That has not worked very well so far. Because every day we still hear, I can't deal with this anymore. You got your paper on, Dan.
Go ahead, Ron.
Okay.
I like it when I like hearing when especially now when you hear about the universities getting the big old grants to find ways that a mosquito can spy on another country. And I'm not, don't get me wrong, I might get bashed for this. We're so quick to jump into another country and save people, where it's a whole bunch of us on the street with these illnesses, and like we're saying, we can't even. We're asking people to come over and be free with us, but then those same people that are coming over are getting sick as well. Then it's nothing that we can do.
Right. Yeah. I mean, don't worry about making people mad on this show, because we have people mad at us every night. So that's nothing new around here, and we're fine with that.
Oh no, I'm good. We
tell it like it is. It is what it is. If people don't like it, they know they don't have to listen. I mean, I don't mean to be that abrupt about it, but that's how it is. Speak what's on our mind and try to do the right thing, and you know, hopefully we do the right thing. Well, we have a pretty good following of people, and you know, they don't call in, but they do listen, because they message me, as Wayne knows, during the show, talking to me or telling me to ask this or mention this or that. And I understand people are shy about their disorders, and I'm willing to go the extra mile to help those people, but I can't do it all by myself, or you know, us four can't do, or if I can't do it all by ourselves, you know, I mean, that's just the way it works. It's going to take a lot more people. So,
yeah,
but you know, we just, I feel like, you know, like Wayne said, he's talking about, you know, all you hear is, oh, I'm so tired of living this way. Oh, I hear it 1,000 times a day or more every day. And it's like, you're not tired enough because you ain't doing nothing. you're not doing anything to help. I mean, it's simple. You're not doing anything. Well, reach out. Talk to somebody. Yeah. Call the show. Give your story. Talk to somebody else if you don't want to talk to us. I mean, it's not hard to do. You don't even have to get up. I mean, you know,
not to vouch for anyone, but that's how society has us to be scared to act and try to, why am I going to investigate, or why am I going to research when a doctor is telling me, oh, I need this $5,000, pill is just going to give me one pill, but I need 30 of them.
Yeah. Yeah. No, you're right. You're absolutely right. Steven, was you going to say something? I heard you trying to speak up. Go ahead.
I mean, I had a lady that came in while I was doing the restaurant, and she said that she goes, how do I ever get a hold of Multiple Sclerosis Society? I'm thinking, okay, this lady said her son's had it for 20 years. She had no idea how to contact, just even the website. That's just how much people don't look or try to look. The only reason she asked me that question was because I was working with scholarship funds, and it was money involved. Sure. So she was interested in finding out. And I explained it to her. But, I mean, she just didn't seem to have a clue of what her child was going through. Again, because she doesn't understand it. She hasn't listened. But I can only imagine what he's going through. But then the other one I had right after her was, you know, if you exercise more. I have it done on me. And she said, you know, if you exercise more, it'll go away. I mean, that's what we hear out there. I mean,
the thing with exercise, with pretty much all these disorders, exercise can help you. It doesn't cure it by no means, but yes it can help you for a lot of them. I don't know exactly which ones, because like me, I can't do much exercise. My shoulders tore in half. So, yeah,
I got a better thing for you. These same people that say we need to exercise at least 30 minutes a day, they have people able to watch their kids.
Yeah.
The same people that we go to the movie theaters and go see on a daily basis.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, no. Exercise is not, like I said, it's not the cure for any of this. It's not. But I will say this: a proper diet, will help a lot with the pain, and that's a proven fact too. And that's something that we all lack, is eating properly. Every one of us, hundreds of millions of us, do. It doesn't, you know. It doesn't matter the size. It's what you eat. CRPS. If you look up the diet for CRPS, there will be nothing there that you like. I promise you, nothing. It's a gluten-free diet, man. That takes away just about everything.
Not anything affordable anyway.
Right, but what it does do, it does control the pain. It does a pretty decent job on controlling the pain if you eat according to that diet. But none of us are going to do that. We're not going to stick with it. I'm not. I'm the first one to tell you I'm not going to because I don't like it. But I do try to watch some of what I eat of it because it does help with the pain, and I don't hurt near as bad if I watch what I eat. I can go a couple of days, and you can tell the difference. Now, I don't know how it works on MS or some other, you know, disorders, but I know about it with CRPS. But a lot of people can't exercise. They just can't. I mean, it hurts way yeah. too bad to try to exercise. We all know exercise would be good for all of us, but we all can't do exercise. But for somebody to tell you that it'll go away because of exercise, oh, I like to be smoking what they're smoking.
Oh, God.
That would be some good stuff right there, buddy. I need to tell you. Because it's just not – see, but that goes to show you people are just not educated, man. They're not educated on any of this.
Yeah.
And, you know, these disorders have been around for hundreds of years, man. You know, they've been around forever.
Yeah, MS was me researching MS a little bit. It dates back to like if I'm not, don't quote me on this, but like 18 something.
Yeah, I think that's when CRPS.
And the only way they can figure it out was somebody in hot water.
Huh. Well. Yes, I mean, that's what I'm saying. I think these disorders have been around for a long, long, long time. And, you know, everybody, and oh, I make men enemies every time I say this comment, but here we go. People are spending money on doing stupid things like, oh, we're having seminars for this and that and this and that. Do you have a plan for a cure anywhere in that seminar? And every single time, it's no. Yeah, we got to educate people, man. But we got to go the extra mile, guys. We got to go further than just explaining to somebody. Yeah, this is MS. This is what MS is about. Okay. Is there a cure for it? No. Oh, don't you think we need to work on one? I mean, you know. Don't get me started on that subject, guys. That's a whole different show by itself.
Oh, yeah.
Wayne will tell you, I get crazy when it comes to that stuff, man. I mean, I appreciate what people are doing. Don't misunderstand it. I'm very grateful for what they're doing. They're trying to educate the community. Yes, that's a place to start, but that's not where we end. That's not where we, you know, end up and say, okay, we're done. No, we have to go further than that.
Yeah.
You know, there's a lot of disorders out there, and but like I said, I think if they find a cure for one, they're going to accomplish a lot because I think it'll take a lot of them down, to be honest. I mean, they're just too much alike.
You'd be surprised what medicines that they're using to treat something else now after doing some type of research. You know, this is like for MS, some of the medication that they're using now used to be cancer medication.
Yeah. Wow. See, that shows you what a screwed up world we live in, man. It's unbelievable. Yep. It really is unbelievable. Because there's go ahead.
I'm sorry. I wonder if the community, if they got together, instead of it being like just every single one of us having our own labels, is to get a general label. And the thing that would probably, because I think I see more than what MS is. We all have the same situation with the chronic pain. I mean, I think we just need to go under chronic pain and just add each one as a subject below. Bring them all together.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah. I want my disease first, but I mean, chronic pain. We all have the same.
Yeah. Well, that's kind of what we're trying to do. We're trying to, you know, bring communities together, like the MS community, CRPS community, Lyme. Well, Lyme is pretty much, I don't know what to do for them anymore. I've tried. Lupus is almost the same way. They're not interested. I don't know what else to do. I mean, I tried doing shows for them. I tried talking to people. and they just don't want to respond. So, you know, like I told Wayne the other night, we're moving on and going to other disorders because there's too many of them out there not to. So we're trying to pull each community together, kind of get them going together, and then, you know, we'll kind of fade away to another one and still help out. But, you know what I'm saying? We're trying to jump in there and get the communities really fired up, get them working together, and then we say, okay, we can go to a show every other week with them. We got to move on to this one. That's what we're trying to do here. And we're trying to help as many of the disorders as we can do. And, you know, eventually work everyone together and say, okay, look here, this is what needs to happen. We all need to work together, which we need to work together in the meantime too. But, you know, it's a little bit easier because, for instance, this show's on MS. Okay, I posted in a bunch of CRPS groups and other groups, and, you know, and I posted in disability groups, all different types of disability, people that are in wheelchairs. So a big, wide variety of people are able to listen to the show. Even though they might not have MS, they can, maybe they have a family member or a friend or know someone who does. They can listen to the show and say, hey, listen, I listened to this guy's show, and they had people on about MS, and they talked about this and that. That's how it happens. You know what I'm saying? You got to just throw it out there and say, okay, here you go. And that's how I do my show. I throw them in all these groups and thank every one of them for letting me post my shows in your group. You know, and that's how we raise awareness of these disorders for each other. And it's frustrating because you don't get the results that you want, you know? My show is not about how many numbers. I don't get paid, so I don't, you know, if I have one listener, I have 1,000. But my heart wants more because I know I can help people. I know that I can help them and their families understand what's going on in their lives. You know, there's so much we can do. We can fight for the cure. We can make awareness. All of the above. So that's what the show, that's why I created the show for, and that's why I do the show. And like I said, I posted in a lot of different types of groups. And people appreciate that, man. They respect that. And they know what the deal is. The bottom line is we're fighting for a cure. We're not trying to raise money to go fly to Hawaii for 2 weeks. We're trying to, you know, find a cure for our disorders. And it's not going to stop.
Yeah.
It's just not. We're not going
to
stop.
Now, I won't say that if somebody wants to volunteer to pay for me to go to Hawaii, that I wouldn't go. You know,
I knew that was going. More than
happy, you know, but that's really not what we're doing. We're just trying to get everybody under one big umbrella. You know, and instead of saying,
we don't have to feel that we have to spend money to try to find a cure on our behalf because we're the ones that have it. We're just trying to educate.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah, you know, I'd take a trip to Hawaii too. Somebody pays for it. Don't get me wrong. I'd be the first one on that jet and the last one to get on it in Hawaii. but you know, we know, and you know, what's really sad is there's some big organizations out there, man, that I try to reach out to and work with, and they just don't respond to me. Cause I'm a little guy, you know, I don't make big money and walk around in a suit and, you know, can fly all over the world and do seminars. Yeah. Give me a break. I wouldn't do it even if I could. It's not going to do any
justice.
You don't
have the numbers.
Yeah.
You don't have the numbers for them to waste time.
Yeah. For some of them. So they won't respond to me. So, you know, it's like, okay, big deal. I got other people that will work with me and those are the ones that's going to get my support. And, you know, these big ones, these big organizations can say, we don't need your support. Think about that.
I'm looking for people to make a lot of noise. Need. We need people that make noise.
Sure.
You know, and now the louder you are, the greater you are. That's the way I look at it. We need a champion. You know, you guys were talking earlier about this. You know, all these movie stars and that. Oh, come on. You tell me that somebody out there does not have one of our illnesses you know, we have a golfer that instead of going out and helping the people with rheumatoid arthritis, he goes to work for the big pharma and selling their drugs.
And he's got arthritis.
Not what we need. I mean, we need those guys to start fighting for us and not for the big pharma companies. And until we do that, I mean, look at gay rights. They moved nowhere until they started getting some champions, some well-known people that were all of a sudden were fighting for them. And wow, all of a sudden, I mean, everybody wanted to listen to them. But we don't have that.
That's right.
We lack that.
You know, I look, I put it this way, guys. This is how I put it one time. And I really got a lot of credit. And a lot of people really understood what I was saying. Back a few months ago when that big killing happened here in Orlando and over at the Pulse, the gay nightclub, killed 49 people. Shortly after that, I made a statement on the show, and Wayne was here when I made it, and I said, you know, if the chronic pain community could pull together like the gay community did for that and the other gay killings, man, we would have it licked. We would have it whooped in no time, because they come together across the world and united. Now, why can't the chronic pain community do that? And I'm not ditching gays and lesbians by no means. No, I got friends that are gay and lesbian.
Well, I can tell you why.
This community just will not do exactly.
I can tell you exactly why. And we haven't had, there hasn't been a mass death. You're not going to get, you're not going to, in the world, you're not going to respond until you have a mass, and that's sad. Not until you have hundreds and hundreds of people die. Like if we, if 200-300 people with MS were to fall right now, then that means we're seen on TV. Oh my God, my child just might have MS. Oh my God, my sister just might have MS. So we got to figure out what's going on, because we don't need 400 more people just falling out the sky like that.
Right. Yeah, well, you know, and it's sad that that happened. It is. It's very sad. And I said that from day one. I just liked how the community came around and come together and mourned and respected one another. And that's what the chronic pain community needs to do. We need to stick together like that. As like I said, if they can do it, why can't we do it? You know, I mean, it's pretty simple. It's being scared. Yeah,
a lot of people don't want to know what's going on with them, and they use it as an scapegoat. But I don't want nobody in my life. All the thing you're doing is telling them that you're hurting.
Yeah. People need to stand up. That's for sure. It's really sad, guys. It really, really is, because we've got to have one another. We have to have people sticking with us. This is just crazy, not having the support we need. I mean, it's absolutely crazy, because there's a lot of people out there, man, that are really, really hurting, you know, in more ways than one, and they just need the help.
Yeah, like you said, in more ways than one.
Yeah.
It's not just the disease.
Oh,
it's everything that happens in your life when it all comes together.
Sure. Yeah. You know, losing, you get ill and lose your job and so forth and so on. You know, that's it takes a toll on you, man. Mentally, physically, your family, you know, your money. There's a lot involved. And we just, we just got to keep working together, and we'll get things done. It's just going to take some time and a lot of help. That's all. But, Steven,
hey guys,
I got the
kids coming back to the car. We'll between now and this weekend, we'll, figure something out for next week.
Okay, buddy. Yeah. Just give me a holler.
Yeah. All right. You guys take it easy, though.
All right, man. You too, man. Be careful.
Yeah.
Be careful.
Okay.
All right. That's it. All right. Steven, was there anywhere you left off at a certain place? So y'all want to take a break for a few minutes? If y'all want to do that, I'll put some music on for about 3 minutes or so. Just chill out. Okay. And I'm going to play my new song that Wayne doesn't like. Wayne, be quiet, be quiet while my heavy metal's playing, will you? I like this.
Got it.
All right, we'll be back in about three. We'll be back in about 3 minutes, all right?
Okay, thank you.
Yeah, if that don't make you feel better. Love it. Love it. I found that today on YouTube, man. It's a pretty cool little song.
Yeah.
It's a little, might be a little heavy for some people, but that's a get me up and go song.
Yeah. Are you back? I like Rammstein, so you know, I don't have a problem.
Do what, Steven?
I'm back. Yeah.
Okay. Go ahead. I want you to finish up what you were talking about earlier. I know we got all sidetracked, but that's okay.
That's okay. I really think we need, kind of going away from maybe what I had started with, because I really can't honestly remember all of it. But thinking about some of the things you guys were talking about, I really think the idea of doing a Washington type of move or a general area type of move and trying to get these kind of people all together, it's a smart thing because nobody, I mean, we're all invisible. But if we get 100 or better people, that's 100 people that are standing there with chronic diseases that we all look like we don't have it. But
sure,
we can express and try to break up and talk to people in even like a big city.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, you know, numbers is going to speak a lot. I'm not saying that you couldn't go with 100 or 200 people. You know, thousands would be a lot better. But, you know, if people in their own communities, you know, people that live, close enough to each other, like you're talking about an hour or two away, if they could get a bunch of people together and go to the governor's office or a senator's office or something like that, and you go in numbers, you're going to make a difference. You know, it might take a while to do it and might have to keep doing it, but yeah, we would make a difference. I mean,
it's not going to be done in one day.
No, by no means. But, you know, the problem that we have is people have a problem with money getting there. That's our hang up. I think if we could find a way somehow or the other where people could go, we might get a lot of people to show up, to be honest. I mean, I know a lot of people in the chronic pain community, thousands of people. And, I'm pretty sure that if they had financial ways of getting somewhere, they would be there. You know, that's, I don't know. Oh, excuse me. Hey, wait, I made it almost 9:15 before I started getting sleepy.
Yeah.
Getting better. Show would have been over by now. I made it the first time in months.
Minutes. I'm proud of you.
And I didn't hide it either. That was the first one. But yeah. You know, I feel like I really do. If we, and I just don't know how to do it, man, because everybody's living on a budget. You got crisis going on. You know, California's half of it's burned up. People running for their lives and lost their homes. Then you got Louisiana's doing the same thing. So with water, rain. So, I mean, it's not like you could start some kind of GoFundMe or whatever to raise money. You don't even know if people would actually go if you bought the tickets. And I mean, you know, it would something that has to be worked out. But it's a great thought. And you know, maybe we could just start in our local areas and go from there and let it grow. That's what I would suggest.
And some of us are going to have better luck in our communities to do that, and some aren't. And that's where we got to get together with the ones that cannot do it in their communities that want to go to this, is get them together along with us.
Yeah, because New York's got a really bad problem with chronic pain. The people there just cannot get help. I mean, it's really bad in New York. Here I go again. Excuse me. Hell yeah, there'll be a lot of between now and between, we're usually done by now. So Wayne, I said, you up for 2 hours? He's like, yeah. I didn't see him online all day, so I think he was napping so he could stay up late. But you know, there is some communities that would go rather well, and there's some that just would be terrible and hard to fight.
What three? What we need to do is we truly need to find out who has any connection to each one of their committees. Close contact people that can actually make a difference maybe within the group to come up with funding, like myself. I mean, I have some starting level people that I know to go to, maybe they can get me into the second level. I mean, and that's what basically, I mean, there are a couple people in each one of our situations that have somebody that they know up in the upper levels that they can keep stepping up until they find the right person.
Right.
I'm sure you know somebody in chronic pain. I mean, you know somebody within in the groups. I mean, that's the kind of thing everybody's got to try to do. And the more people that try to do that, it's going to start to show that we're all trying as people, not as people that are in the groups, as far as that aren't involved with the group. We're going right directly to the head of whatever our issues, like MS. I mean, I'm going directly to MS saying, hey, we need money for funding to get people together to go march somewhere.
Right. Well, I have a friend that I have to keep anonymous. Excuse me. But he has a lot of things in the workings. He's been to DC recently, not once but twice. He's doing a documentary on CRPS and chronic pain and how we get treated. He's got some very big sponsors that have given him a lot of stuff to work with. It's just a slow, slow process, but he stays in contact with me pretty much a couple times a month and lets me know what's going on. I know more than I can actually come out and say right now because doesn't want me to say a whole lot. But making real good process right now, or progress. But, you know, we just keep fighting, and he keeps doing the stuff he's doing. So we'll be, you know, it's coming along. I mean, it is coming along. It's, it just takes time, man. And, you know, he doesn't really have the funds to do it. So he has to wait on things. But that would be great if he gets this going. He said it should be. Hopefully, he can release everything in September. So that would be great.
Yep,
that would help. It would really help out a lot. And it's not just for CRPS. It's that's the main thing. But it's CRPS versus chronic pain and the way that patients get treated and so forth and so on. So I can't wait. I mean, it was supposed to come out earlier, but you know, there's some things that's happened, so he's had to wait. So now he's saying hopefully September sometime. So I mean, that's a start, you know.
If people don't start, there's never going to be a future. He has started planning the idea with these people, and that's what we need to do. And more of us have to do it to each one of our, your local government. I mean, get them started to get it moved up to, and then say, who else can I go and talk to?
Sure.
There's a gentleman out of Harrisburg, Pennsylvania, that actually helped me get my Social Security approved. I mean, with the guy's a great guy. I mean, Grant, I'm losing him he's not going to be reelected. He doesn't want to do another term, but I can probably catch him before he leaves. And I know, I mean, he got my Social Security approved within 7 days.
Wow, that's good.
And what I tried 2 years to get.
Yeah, I know the feeling. Well, it's like my friend I'm talking about, he's got family that are in movies or actors or actresses or something, and he's even got family in the government in D.C. So, I mean, he's got some pulling power. So, yeah. So we're just trying to wait and see what happens with him. But, you know, hopefully he gets something done here rather quickly. Because it's a must. I mean, it is a must. That's for sure. Well, and,
every year, I mean, people aren't dying of this stuff, but every year we get more and more people.
Sure. Sure. Well, it's with everything.
Before we know it, they're all going to be to the point where we're all not able to take care of our own selves.
Sure. Yeah. Just continue to fight, my friend. That's all we can do. That is all we can do. Do we need to go on, or I mean, are we kind of wrapped up, or what? Is there anything else you want to go over?
I think we're wrapped up.
Okay.
I think I gotta make. I mean, I'm having so many problems with the computer. I just like lost myself today. So I'm gonna work on my list for next week. If anybody has anything that they want to share, please let them know that they can contact you, so we can add it to the show. If they want us to talk about more things, I mean, they don't have to talk about it. Just say, hey, I want to do this. I want to know a little bit more about this. Can you help me?
Well, you know, that's what we say. You know, that's what me and Wayne say all the time. You know, if they don't want to talk, at least let one of us know. A private message is not a big deal. You know, it'd have to be friends with us. private messages, and we'll make sure it gets on the show. I mean, I'm willing to do that for people.
Yeah.
Yeah, and like you talked about the gentleman that's trying to help. I mean, they're totally anonymous. I mean, their names are going to be there, but we have no want or desire to ever put anybody's name on.
Right. No. I will never. Question. Yeah, I won't put nobody's name on unless they tell me it's okay. I mean, it's just that simple.
Yeah. Well, if they want to come on as anonymous, that's fine.
You know? Yeah.
They don't even have to say that. Their name. Yeah.
No, because when somebody calls in, I just basically let them in and say hello. I never ask who they are. They'll say it themselves, or I'll know who they are from people that's called before. But no, I don't ask who it is. Unless I did on the I did on the Bee Venom show, because there was like seven people in here, so I had to know who all was in there. But I mean, that was it. That was the only time I've ever done it. So. But yeah, we're gonna keep working together, Steven. We'll keep doing Thursday nights at 8 o'clock for MS, and I'll set up next week. I'll set up for them to call in and see if we can get anybody to call in. And people just don't like to talk. I'll be honest with you, they don't. I can sit here and see. Go ahead.
I was afraid of doing this in the beginning, and I'm more than comfortable now. I didn't want to do it.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, really, it was, the only reason I did it because of you and Wayne. I mean,
right.
I knew I could count on you guys to pull me through it.
But. Sure. Yeah, we'll pull you through.
And last week, Wayne didn't get to talk at all. I was glad to hear his voice.
he gets in his moods where he won't talk. Then he gets in moods that you can't shut him up. So,
if somebody has talked to me, like Amber, who's talking about the bee venom, I knew absolutely nothing. And I mean, so everything she said was completely new knowledge, And I'm like one of these sponge people. You start shooting new stuff at me, and I just shut up and I'll soak it all up,
Not yeah, like he was lost.
In that aspect.
Yeah.
He was lost, man. He was. I'm like, Wayne, are you okay? Yeah. You got anything?
Yeah, I'm fine.
No. I mean, short answers. I'm like,
you can talk. Yeah. Well, while people are talking, I got my Google going, I'm researching everything,
Yeah, it's fun.
If you're ready to wrap it up for tonight, I'm game.
Yeah, I mean, if you don't have anything else really right now to go over, we're just kind of BSing, so people are probably getting tired of listening anyway. But I wanted to make sure you had enough time. I wasn't exactly sure what was going to go on, so I wanted to have enough time tonight. So, yeah, I can cut it early. It's no big deal. But like I said, we're going to continue doing this on Thursday nights. I look forward to talking to you, man. Wayne, Monday we're doing pots. Remember that. Monday.
Oh yeah. Yeah, we're gonna talk about pot while we're smoking it. Yeah, that's right.
Gotcha. Not pot. Pots.
P-O-T-T-S.
I said that last night, Stephen. He's like, pot. And I'm like, pots with an S. He thought I was talking about pot.
I had to go look it up to figure out what the heck he was talking about. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah,
I'll let you guys do your thing for the rest of the half hour if you're going to do that.
All right, Steve, we'll talk to you later, buddy. Thanks again. I'll talk to you next week.
You're welcome. Take care. Take care, Wayne.
All right, you too.
Okay, you too, buddy.
Bye.
Yeah, we're not doing a show on marijuana. That's not going to happen.
Oh,
yeah.
Why not?
Too much trouble.
But it's legal in half the states. At least, the medical part.
Yeah,
there's a federal court that just made a ruling here, I think yesterday, about it.
Really?
That pretty much strikes down everything that the DEA has been trying to do to it. So,
yeah,
the CDC and them try to say that in the DOJ that there's no research that says marijuana is helpful. Well, that's an out-and-out lie. This stuff was being used long before our ancestors got here,
My ancestors used to smoke it on.
Yeah. Yeah, they were grinding that up and using it for everything. So why not? You know, it has so much promise, and you can grow it in your backyard.
Yeah, right. And it's going to get no cheaper than that.
It's one of those things that could really help people, but we're being fought from the government side of it, and you know, it's what makes our community so tumultuous, I think, is that, well, yeah, but that's not legal, or, well, yeah, but they're trying to make this illegal. You know, we get so much push and shove going on within the community and so much fear that,
right,
what are they going to do? You know, that's, I think it's what I try to do is try to get people that we're all going in the same direction, you know?
Right.
If something can help everybody a little bit, I like that idea, you know? Maybe it helps somebody more. It can help, like, maybe push, you know, some cancer into remission. Sure. I'm all for that, you know?
Yeah.
And, but it's all in one direction. It's making people better. And so, I mean, I would have no objection to that, but I mean, still, we have so much ground to cover on all the different illnesses. I mean, like we were talking last night, we haven't even scratched the surface yet, you know, of all the illnesses. And I think once people start to realize that, wow, man, these guys just aren't stopping, you know, this is like an endless line of things that are wrong with people. You betcha, you know. And
That's right.
It's crazy. We're on the same boat, people.
I'm looking at an ad on Facebook. This is Lakeland Barbecue Company. I love this. They put this on Facebook. Need catering? Quality and affordable food. One meat, two sides, bread, sauce, paper products for $6 per person, plus a $20 fee, plus tax for delivery. Minimum of 20 people, please. Really? Yeah, okay.
Sure.
Yeah, hey, I put a $20 delivery fee. I said, you're out of your mind.
Person? Yeah.
I guess. I don't know. Minimum 20 people. $6 a plate, but that's one meat, two sides. That ain't all that.
Oh, no.
Really? $6 a person? That's not too bad, but I mean,
$6 a person for a meat and two sides of Kentucky Fried Chicken.
Yeah, or you can go to Sonny's Barbecue and eat all you.
Yeah,
yeah. You can go to Sonny's Barbecue and eat all you want ribs for $11.99 too.
So,
I don't know, some people are crazy, man. Anyway, I left a comment for him. All right, Wayne, we'll call tonight. My wife's about ready to go to bed. She's got to get up at 4:30. So I gotta get out of here and let her go to sleep.
I don't have to go to bed at 4:30. I'm fine.
No, yeah, right. Me too. But I ain't gonna tell her that.
I know. You know.
All right, man.
You know, she's
have a good week.
Yeah, she's really good though. I mean, she stays out in the living room and keeps everything real low. So yeah. Sure.
Yep. Gotta obey by the rules. All right, you everyone, betcha. Have a good weekend. I'll talk to you Monday, Wayne. Have a good weekend.
Hey, everybody. Good night.
Good night.
Good night, Dan.
Good night, man.